أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد مننا عليك مرة أخرى إذ أوحينا إلى أمك ما يوحى أن اقذفيه في التابوت فاقذفيه في اليم فليلقه اليم بالساحل يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 37 to 39 of Surah Taha. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the most comprehensive dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Rabbi shrah li sadri, till the end. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's response to the dua, قَالَ قَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ. O Musa, whatever you have asked for, whatever dua you made, you have been granted. From here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about some other ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. From the beginning of his life, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the most salient, the most important ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bestowed. And here, the idea is also, on the one hand, Allah Ta'ala is enumerating this, not that he had forgotten, but now he increases his shukr to Allah. And for you and I, it is a very, very important lesson that we learn to acknowledge the ni'mats of Allah, we learn to count the ni'mats of Allah, and we make shukr upon the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, and certainly we had cast upon you our favor, مَرَّةً أُخْرَى, on another time. In other words, the immediate ayat before this, we made kalam with you, we spoke to you, we gave you nubuwat, we blessed you with these two great miracles and two great mu'jizat. Now you've made this dua. We have accepted this dua. This is not the first time that we have bestowed you with our favors, but this is just another occasion on which we had bestowed our favor upon you. إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَىٰ. Now Allah Ta'ala enumerates very briefly and lists very briefly that time is also worthy of remembering when we had made wahi to your mother, whatever wahi we had sent. The original meaning of wahi is one person speaks to another such a secret speech that no other knows about it. Wahi, like the revelation of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, when it came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the other prophets, then at the time when it came down, even if Sahaba was sitting around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had no idea of what was being communicated. This is the very original meaning of the word wahi. Then it was used for revelation to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and wahi is also used for inspiration, what we will call ilham. That when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to inspire a person and it truly comes from Allah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts it into the depth of the heart of the person. However, there will be a huge difference between wahi and ilham. That the Nabi, when he had wahi, then he had to proclaim his nubuwat, he had to proclaim the message of Allah Ta'ala. In ilham, there's no nubuwat and there's no message to proclaim. The person who receives the ilham, who receives the inspiration, this is good enough for that individual, for that person. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala inspired her. Allah Ta'ala is saying, and certainly we inspired upon your mother whatever was inspired. Then Allah Ta'ala now gives the details of this inspiration. أَنِقْذِفِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ. Number one, cast him, that is Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, into a casket or a box. We all know the incident that Fir'aun had come to know one incident or one narration is that through his fortune tellers that there is going to be a child that will be born and that he is going to overthrow him. In another narration of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was speaking about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Remember, this whole generation of the Banu Israel started from Israel, Yaqub alayhi salam, but obviously it was from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was going past, that took place in Egypt, and hence Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam's first contact was at that time. So that when this talk came, then there were some people that said that there is a child that is going to come from this progeny that is going to overthrow you. So the incident is famous. He decided to kill all the boys. Then he realized that who is going to do the work and who is going to become the slaves if there are no men in the Bani Israel. So he killed 1 year and he kept the children of 1 year. And Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, the elder brother of Musa alayhi salam, was born in the year when the children were spared. But Musa alayhi salatu was salam was born in the year when the children were being killed. So this is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saying the mother had a fear. Allah ta'ala now inspired her, put him into a casket. فَقَذِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ, and now cast him into the river. فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ, now this river will then move him towards the banks of the river, and one branch of the river was going into the palace of Fir'aun. يَأْخُذْهُ عَدُوٌ لِي وَعَدُوٌ اللَّهِ, and our enemy and his enemy will take him. Now أَخَذَ يَأْخُذُ means to take, but here will take him, and not just save him from the water, but will take him and take care of him. And we know the incident again, that this casket flowed into the palace of Fir'aun, and then the slave girls of Asiya had seen this casket, they took it to her, she opened it, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed that love in her heart for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. From the moment her eyes glanced upon Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, so Allah ta'ala is saying, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي, and we cast upon you a love from us. And here the love means that whoever sees you will have love for you. وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي, and secondly, all of this was done so that you will grow up in front of us. In other words, under our perfect supervision, the supervision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.